Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Well, look at this. It's Friday. It's Total Information AM with Scott Jagow. I'm Tom Ackerman. And in studio with us, Hancock and Kelly, fresh off their Fox 2 appearance last night. How are you, gentlemen?
Good, brother. We're done with all the debates. Early voting has started. This sucker is almost over.
Yeah, bring it home. Ready to go.
I watched the entire debate last night, Kuntz and Hawley, as the kids were out trick-or-treating. My oldest was helping out a family with their littles, and our youngest was out with 10 of her friends roaming the neighborhoods. Very cool. So Angie and I and the dogs watched Hawley Kuntz.
What'd you think?
Well, I mean, I thought Kuntz was, I thought he held his own for a good part of it. I mean, Hawley's a tough one, man. I mean, he's, you know, a senator. He's up there in those big hearings, and he likes to take people down, and I thought Kuntz, blow for blow, hung in there. I did agree with both of you that when he did not say who he would vote for president, he tried to work his way around that. Might not have been the best. That might have been the time where you just, you know, come out and say it. But, you know, at the same time, I thought, again, that if this were a boxing match, he did not get knocked to the ground once. I mean,
no.
I thought he was fine.
Yeah, and but, you know, Kuntz is double digits behind. At least that's what the polling says. And so he needed more than that. And I don't think anybody clearly won the debate, but Kuntz needed more than that.
Well, Kuntz needed that exposure earlier in the campaign, too. I mean, this was a delay tactic by Senator Hawley to wait till Halloween. I mean, I think I voted. I know John's voted, you know, so a lot of people didn't get the opportunity to see from him. I thought Kuntz was impressive last night. I thought Senator Hawley was fine. I think he went a little too far with the jokes about the guns. I think it worked once, but to keep going back to it. And I don't know. I think these are two interesting candidates. They're not traditional Republicans. They're not traditional Democrats. They're both populists. They look alike. They sound alike. Many of their policies are alike. Lucas Kuntz is trying to forge a new way and become this new Democrat. We'll see how it works out.
Well, we're here, guys. We've been talking about this election for many months, talking about the presidential election.
Many moons.
Yeah, seven battleground states, Pennsylvania, probably the key one.
Yep.
Any final thoughts here as we get to Tuesday that things have, anything's changed in your mind?
Yeah, my feelings were sturdy for the last several months that I thought Vice President Harris would win. And I have to tell you, the last week or so has made me a little nervous. I've had a little hard time sleeping. I continue to look at the polling. Now, I do have some relief right now. If you look in these battleground states, the trajectory has stopped for Donald Trump. And it really is all going to come down to Pennsylvania. I'm encouraged by what I'm seeing in early voting. It's a heavy female turnout that discriminates the Democrats. So there's a lot to be hopeful and optimistic about, but it's a turnout election, and the last couple of days could decide it. And I think we'll have a pretty good idea on election night who's going to win.
Yeah, you know, the one thing that I'm looking forward to is there's always a surprise or two out there. Always. And it's going to be a state that is going to go in a way that none of us were thinking. It could be Georgia. It could be Nevada. I mean, who knows? But there's going to be a surprise. And right now, you know, barring any surprises, if Harris wins, based on where the you know, conglomeration of polling is now, she's up marginally in Wisconsin, up marginally in Michigan. That's new. If she gets Pennsylvania, she has exactly 270 electoral votes to 268. And, man, it's going to be, if that's how this thing ends up, it's going to be tough sledding for the country.
No, I do not trust the polls, number one. I've learned that lesson over the last many years. But I do agree with both of you that Pennsylvania could very well call it. Do you see it that way, Michael?
Yeah, well, there's no really no pathway for the vice president if she doesn't win Pennsylvania. So it appears to me that that's the big state to watch when the polls close, because all the marbles are on the table for the Democrats there.
Yeah, and you know, and Wisconsin and Michigan are so close. If she loses any of those three states, it's over. You know, I mean, genuinely over.
What do you guys have coming up?
Man, have we got stuff coming up.
Yeah, we're gonna,
what do we got coming up?
We're going to do our regular political rundown. John and I are going to make our predictions for what we think is going to happen on Tuesday. We're also going to check in with our colleague over at Fox 2, Andy Banker. They did a great job with that debate
last night.
Substantive debate. They kept these guys well-behaved. So we're going to talk to them, and we'll have a little bit of fun.
Yeah. Winter's coming.
That sounds good. Hancock and Kelly coming up.
How's the, you got the Christmas decorations out yet?
They're in the box, but they're getting excited.
Yeah, it is November 1st. Like, what is the timeline there in the Hancock house?
Well, it's all up to Georgianne. Okay, I'm guessing before Thanksgiving, though.
Okay, yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're an after Thanksgiving family on that one.
Yeah, many are.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.